Hello, I'm here with Welsh dairy farmer Aled Lewis and with his 13-year-old son, Elliot, who run an all-grass unit at 10 Ebont, Tregaron, on the west coast near Aberystwyth. Their 450 acres carry a flying herd of high-yielding Friesian Holstein cows, milked by three Lely robots. The cows calve all year round, and he says his milkers adapted well to the switch from a traditional herringbone to the robotic units. Welcome to the programme, Aled and Elliot. Aled, let's start by talking a little about you. Talk us through your farming background and some of your off-farm activities. I believe, amongst other things, you're a part-time fireman.
Yeah, amongst many other things that I do. I'm Aled Lewis. I live here in the Welsh hills, the green grass of Wales. We're probably the fourth generation of farmers farming here at Pen y Bont. And my parents started years ago with a small traditional barn. And then in 1963, the first herringbone parlour was installed. Then I came home from school and my dad installed a new Gascoigne 1212 all dancing herringbone parlour. And I milked in that from the age of 16 till for 37 years. Didn't miss many, except I took a year out in 1989, went to Australia, met my wife out there, and came back and took over running the farm. My uncle retired, and we've got the dairy herd here, plus another farm, which is about a mile away, where we run a sheep and all our beef cattle. Well, stores run there and silage ground as well. Also, we started in 2013 in renewables. We've got solar panels, ground source, biomass boilers, and the last big investment was CHP, where we pull all the energy out of wood chip, turn it into gas, and they run four engines that turn generators, and we are producing in the region of 160 to 170 kilowatts of electricity, and now we're here when everything is going okay. As you said before, I'm a part-time fireman. I've been in that role for 30 years, and I'm classed as a watch manager in my local station. We cover a vast amount of hillland where we get grass fires throughout the summer months, and we are always having quite bad road accident. Just on Sunday night, we had a car that went into a big truck, and living in a rural community, we had to wait 45 minutes for an ambulance. Also, I'm the governor of the local school. With this pandemic, it's been a challenging year. And also, I've just come out of being the chairman of the local NFU county branch, where we've been on a lot of meetings with MPs regarding, you know, this new single farm payment, NVZs, and all that. And now we are doing everything on Zoom, and it's very difficult to get your view across, in my opinion. And also, I'm a father of three boys, Elliot, my eldest, and I got George and Archie, who are twins. They are 10, but I think I've only got Elliot as the one that's helping me on the farm. George and Archie don't like getting their hands dirty.
Well, it certainly sounds as if you have a busy life, Aled. Tell us a little bit about the cows and the type of system that you run on the farm there.
The system we've got with the new robots, We tend to calve the cows down and they go into one robot, and we keep about 50 to 55 in that lot at any one time. We class them as the high yielders, and they'll be in that lot then until we get them scanned in calf around the 100 to 120 days. That's our aim. Then they are transferred into the second lot, which they have two robots between them. And at the moment, we are running 80 cows in that lot. And in the summer months, they will go and graze the fields. The furthest field is probably 600 meters away, and the closest field is only about 50 meters away from the barn. The system where the grazing is, you know, we did find that the visits do go down with when they go out to graze, and the system allows the cows to come in whenever they want, and we found that the cows' visits dropped from 3.2 in winter to about 2.5, 2.6 in summer. It all depends how much grass is in front of them and also the weather and you know, cows' feet. If the feet aren't right, you know, they will not come back. So we tend to get the cows at half past six in the morning. We've got an electric fence, so they have a fresh piece to eat every twice a day. And then we'll go and get them at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And usually there's only about five or six left in the field, but it all depends on the grass and the weather.
Now, how many cows have you got in this group?
It varies. Due to we've changed to a flying herd because we could get more cows in the sheds. We didn't want to build more sheds for replacements, and also TB has been a bit of a problem in this area, and I haven't been buying cows. Then the pandemic hit, you know, not as many markets were open and things like that. And now Brexit and getting cows from abroad. Trying to look out for robot-trained cows, which has been a bit difficult in a way, because we did buy 12 back in the summer of last year. They were robot-trained and they'd went into the milking pal, well, into the robot straight away. Whereas I bought 5 cows 3 weeks ago and they weren't robot trained and they still having to be collected 2 to 3 times a day.
Right. Now, why did you look to move to a robotic system, and when, and why Lely?
It started about probably 5 or 6 years ago. My milking parlour, which was showing his age, 37 years old, I've done a good service, but kept breaking down. And I was finding that it was just spending a lot of time repairing it. And my cowman, who was coming to the age of 65, said he was going to retire. And I tried to get, he retired about, well, 5, 6 years ago. Tried to get other people interested in the job, and that proved very difficult in the area we live in. Didn't want Eastern European to live on the farm and in a caravan. That's I didn't want that. And I preferred to have somebody local, but I just couldn't get one. I had a good girl that started and she was fantastic. She went on to college and went back to do her master's and in a degree, and she's got a good job now. And that's the problem with farming, you know, we can't compete with these big people and we can't pay the big money that these people want. And plus, you know, milking cows is 7 days a week. So that's one of the reasons for looking into robotic. Also, I like new things and technology, and my son, who was 10 at the time, did. I felt that he wouldn't want to be tied in the milking parlour like I was for, well, we were tied in, you know, nearly 2.5 to 3 hours morning and night. And I thought, you know, nobody wants to do that moving on to the future. So we started looking at robotics and parlours, and what fitted in within our system and buildings, robotic seemed to be the best option, because we are very tight for space, and living next to a nature reserve, getting planning permission can be a nightmare. Robot would just fit into the end of the bands, and what I thought at the time would be an easy changeover from parlour to robotics, but it took more time because we started building work, and the weather turned really hot in 2018, and we couldn't lay concrete during the day. That would be at night, and you know, the build went a bit longer than what we thought it was going to be.
And what made you choose Lely, Alad?
Lely, due to the fact that we had only looked at Lely because Lely had a good reputation, and not just in the UK, all over the world. And I had travelled to Holland 3 years with another company, a feed company, and every other farm had robotics, and everybody was a Lely. Also, the local village is twinned with a place in Brittany in France, and we went over there 7 years ago. So after seeing that, well, I was more than happy following the Lely robotics, because of their research and development within the milking system, and, you know, and talking to other people, you know, they had good results by using Lely, and Lely could say that they could get an engineer here within the hour if I had a breakdown. With my other venture, the CHP, I bought them, and the engineers was 4 hours away, and it was a nightmare getting somebody on the phone. But I'm more than happy with the Lely engineers that service and look after me here in Mid Wales.
So after the installation, and once the robots were up and running, how long did it take for the cows to adapt to this different system?
Well, the cows adapted very well. We, as everybody knows, you know, it's all shining and dancing, gates and machines and different noises. You would think that the cows would be a nightmare. But we started putting them in through the robots on a Friday night, out of the parlour and through the robots, and started up on Tuesday morning, and I think only one cow jumped a gate. And due to the fact that the A5 is totally different to the A4, the connections was faster, the noise level within the room was quieter. The transformation to robots was an easy one, but the graze way was much more difficult due to the fact that not enough attention was given to gate location, and I felt at the time that the graze way was just put on the yard and no consideration was taken between us and the project manager where everything should be fitted.
Okay. Now, I think your yield today is between 8,000 and 9,500 litres. Did that change at all with the change in milking?
Yeah, well, in the two times a day milking. We were before we were around the 8,000 litres, and now we're up to close to 9,500 litres a cow. But the difference in milk quality between two and three times, you know, the quality isn't as good, but the volume is more. But and now these days, these companies are looking for high proteins and butterfats. We are struggling some months to hit the 4% butterfat. But the cows are producing a lot of milk, you know, it's 9.5. You know, we've got cows here producing 13, 14,000 litres.
Right. And I'm quite interested in the fact that your cows are out grazing from April to November. We've covered this a little bit, but how often do they bring themselves into milk? And does this change between housing and grazing? I think you've told me that it does.
Yeah, you know, it does change the amount of times they visit the robots. Due to the fact that when they're outside, it all depends on how much. If you give them too much grass, the bellies will be full and then they don't want to come back to the robot. Simple as that. You know, you've got to bring the grass back down. But they do, 90% come back about 2.6 times in 24 hours. You just got to collect that those 10 to 12 cows. But if it's a nice sunny day, they like to sit there and just relax. Every day is different. You can't say, oh, tomorrow I'll have to go and collect two cows. And then you go to the field, there'll be 20 cows left. But, you know, it varies from day to day. But the cows come back. And funnily enough, the changeover is 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 1 o'clock in the morning. And if you're there about 12 o'clock at lunchtime, the cows won't go out through the grazeway because they know that gate is going to change at 1 p.m. and they will wait. So they're going to have, they know they're going to a clean, fresh paddock. But it's a total way of, you know, you think, you know, when you go milking in a parlour, you go and get the cows and, you know, the cows come back and forth. You see them on the tracks walking back and forth day in, day out. And, you know, it's a different way of life kind of thing.
And what key benefits has Lely's system offered you as a farmer?
Oh, key benefits is it's a different way of life. I still get up at 5:30 in the morning, which my wife says I'm bloody mad. But I love mornings and I won't change that. It's me and my brother here in partnership, so I start at 5:30, he comes in at 6, and we got a routine, and we have fed over 300 cows. All the milking, you know, is constantly, we've checked all the cows, we've fed all the calves, and we're back in the house by 7:30 in the morning. I have breakfast, and then I can sit in the office and do a bit of paperwork, but not during pandemic, because all the children want to go on the internet and they want the computer. So I've got to come off it by 9:15 so the internet is free. And it's because I'm a fireman. Before, you know, if we had a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I could not go because I knew that, you know, we would start milking back then at 4 o'clock, and that time gap would be too difficult to go, and we're short of crew at the best of times, and this has allowed me to go and hold meetings with the NFU. I can go to the school, and you know, if I get a fire call now, I don't care, you know, what time I come back, the cows will have been milked, and I can feed if nobody's fed. But I'm lucky that I've got a son, and most of the nights he's looking after robots whilst I've got looking after the renewables and doing the sheep as well.
And what benefits have you seen from the cow's point of view?
Well, the benefits are they produce more milk, and with the Lely SMS and the wealth of information is being thrown at you is immense. You can get lost with the technology and the information. You know, it shows how much the cow's supposed to milk, what quality, how much cell counts. And my problem is I tend to go out around the cows at 10:30 at night, and if I sit down in front of the computer and check one cow, I'll start going, it's like eBay. You start at one thing and then you go to another thing, and within the next thing you know, you've lost an hour, and the wife will phone you later on and say, where have you been? You know, are you okay? Because, you know, you're out there for over an hour looking at different cows. You know, when did she calve? When is she next to on heat? You know, the information is immense. The biggest thing is to know how to use that information and getting the best out of your cows. You know, how much food she's eaten. You know, it's all there. You know, how rumination, she'll pick up a sick cow straight away, you know, before you even see her. And the downturn on that is because the cows look comfortable and you know, they either be eating or sitting down. Not many will be wandering about the channels. You don't pick up the bad feet. You know, if Lely could bring out something that shows cow mobility, it'd be great, because I do miss... You can easily miss a cow going lame, and she can be lame for 3 days before you actually pick her up, kind of thing.
Yeah, I do think I have heard that there is a lot of information that can come from this system. And obviously it can perhaps be a little overwhelming. But has it enabled you to pick up things that otherwise you think perhaps you wouldn't have seen?
Oh, yeah, you know, fertility-wise, you know, it's... I don't live with the cows like a lot of people. You know, we're there for 2 hours and I'm gone to do other jobs and things like that. So this will pick up a cow bulling, you know, 24 hours a day. You know, it'll tell you that this cow was bulling. When's the best time to serve her? And also, you know, if a cow is not eating properly, you know, her rumination is going down, or mastitis, you know, we've got cows here that the robot is saying she's got mastitis, and you go to her and there's nothing there. But if you don't do something straight away, and we only put some udder cream on it, and that seems to do the job. But if you leave her, I bet you there'll be a mastitis case in 2 days.
I think, you know, Lely's putting a lot of commitment at the moment into Wales and wants to continue to offer and grow a local service for local farmers. What would be your top three tips for anyone thinking of installing a robotic system? What should they consider?
Have a good bank manager. No, if they're thinking of, don't, you know, rush into it, go and see. We went to see quite a few systems, not only robotics, rotary parlors and all that, and to see what suits their system, because every farm is different. But all I can say is, you know, I am glad that I went for the robots, because the after sales has been excellent. You know, we've got Sam and Izzy. I phoned Sam one night at 10:30 at night just to see if she would answer the phone, and because I had cows bellowing in the shed and I couldn't understand what's wrong with these cows. And fair play, she answered. And to me, that's invaluable, kind of thing. And then Izzy was skiing on the Alps in Italy somewhere, or France, and she answered the phone when I phoned her one day. So, you know, for me, that is... Because I will always phone somebody at like 10, 11 o'clock at night just to see if they'll answer the phone. Because that's how I work, you know. I work from 5:30 to 12 o'clock at night, you know, and I think that somebody will answer the phone. And fair play, the SMS team with Lely, for me, has worked fantastic. And the engineers, you know, the engineers, no matter what time you call them, they will answer the phone, because we've had, don't get me wrong, we've had breakdowns at 3 o'clock in the morning. For some reason, robots like breaking down more in that time of day than 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If somebody could answer that question, it'd be great. Why do they do that? But the engineers, and they will try to talk you throw it, and I'm pretty mechanically minded, and 9 times out of 10, I'll get it going, especially at the beginning, because you don't know what and how to do it, and you're a bit afraid. But now, you know, I can do most things, and if I can't, the engineer will say, I'm on my way, which for me, you know, you can't afford not to milk cows, because you will lose that time and you will lose that milk, and cows will queue up. And especially with us, with only one robot milking the high yielders, you know, they've got to go through that robot all the time. That robot does not stop.
Right. And now, Elliot, you've been sitting there very patiently listening to me talking to your father. I think you're really keen on the robots. Is that right?
Yes.
And what do you like about them?
They're more efficient than the milking parlour. And my dad was, I wanted to go to somewhere every morning and he would just be fixing the milking parlour day in, day out. And the robot does all the work for you.
A lot more freedom.
Yeah, it does.
And what do you do on the farm every day? What's your vital role that you play?
I feed all the calves and change the filters and collect all the cows.
So do you think you're quite technically competent? Do you like getting involved with the machinery itself?
Yeah.
And then I think what you've got some ideas about what you'd like to do, it's a terrible phrase, when you grow up, because you're already very grown up, but what sort of career would you like to follow?
Oh, I'd like to be a lally engineer for a couple of years, and then I build my own farm in Holland, and then I run that until somebody else takes it over.
You want a farm in Holland?
Yeah.
Why do you want a farm in Holland?
It's a lot flatter than Wales.
What, you don't like walking up and down the hills?
Oh no, it's a pain, that is.
And finally, Alid, would you encourage other dairy farmers to consider robots in the future? Do you feel we've been quite slow to adopt new technology here?
I think farmers are afraid of new technology, in my opinion. You know, if going forward, and what I go to quite a few meetings, Welsh government and probably UK government as well, have and will be giving more support for new technology and possibility with grants in the near future. And robotics is, in my opinion, is the best technology on farm these days. And, you know, Lely keeps bringing out new technology from scrapers that suck the dung up and put it in another place, to grazing machines. You know, they're constantly trying to improve. We were the first farm in Wales to have the A5. And if somebody's thinking of installing a robotic system, it's a totally different way of life. But one word of advice I would give to anybody, you know, make sure that, you know, you know what the robot is going to do. Lely gives you a good financial package. And you see all these robots about the world with the office upstairs. Just think, you know, how many times you go up and down that stairs in a day to look at that computer. Because one of the problems is you can't get everything on your phone or on your tablet. And you can't adjust things very easily. And I prefer to sit down in my office to do all this work rather than try to do it on my phone, because 9 times out of 10, I don't have my glasses with me and I can't see what I'm doing. And if I press the wrong button, I will have pressed the wrong cow in, and the cow that's wanting the penicillin out of the tank will probably go in the tank. That hasn't happened yet, but my son says I can't see it
very well.
So there we go. And also, things that project managers don't talk about is where do you put your chemicals and things like that. You know, there's a lot of chemicals being used in a robot parlor. And the thing also that, in my opinion, which is a good thing about robotic, I think you use less water, with NVZs coming into Wales in the next couple of years, parlour washings compared to robotic is much higher in a milking parlour and collecting air than it is in a robot, and that will go down against your 5 months capacity. And you know, all these things have got to be taken into consideration, and the after sales as well. You know, how good is that? You know, you can't afford your milking parlour to be on stop. And somebody did say that the other day, just think, in 20 years time, when that, if you had a milking parlour, you would have to start a new building, because you know, you've got to have a building. Nobody will put a new parlour in the same building as the old parlour. With a robot, you can just pull it out in a day and put it a new one straight in. With a milking parlour, you'd have to have a building, you know, and that's moving in the future. And that's hopefully, I've done something in these buildings now. And if you want to add on, you can easily put another robot, but you can't expand as fast in a robot milking system as you can in a conventional milking parlour.
That's great. Aled, I think that's been a really interesting chat about your experience with Lady Robots. Thank you, Elliot, for your role in that conversation as well. And I wish you both the very best of luck with the robots in the future. And once the COVID restrictions have been removed, look forward to coming over and meeting you and seeing the robots in action.